on RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time for the Victorian Form Preview. We've got a busy Form Preview because we've got the Valley tonight, we've got Cranbourne tonight, we're also finding winners at Moe today. Looking forward to having a chat to Mark Hunter, who will give us all of his selections for Moonee Valley and his best bets and quaddie at Cranbourne tonight. And then we'll have the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram, looking at Moe today. First of all, though, let's check in with the track manager at the Valley, Marty Simon. How are you, Marty?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. It's been a bit of a cool week this week in Melbourne for summer. There's been a few scattered showers. How's the track looking for tonight?
Yeah, track's good. We did get 3 mil early in the week, and I put up a good 4 this morning. But in saying that, with all the wind we've had this week, the track has dried out. So I put on another 5 mil this morning after the gallops. And, that should get us through the day with the wind around today, even though it is cool. And hopefully start off on a good 4 and get upgrade to a good 3 sometime throughout the night.
The Friday night Moonee Valley summer circuit is traditional. How's the track holding up to all the Fridays?
Yeah, pretty good. We left it in the true again this week. We raced on a good 3 last week with very little damage, so we decided to leave it in the true again. That allows us to have maximum fields, and that, with the crowds we've got, it gives them more chance to back a winner. So, it's a bit cooler than last week, but still a beautiful night, no rain forecast. So hopefully everyone gets here and has a great night and backs a few winners.
Yeah, it is the Christmas party capital for this time of year, Moonee Valley, on a Friday night. All we need is a good thing. Who do you like?
I've got one out of the gallops called Taeda in race 4. Mickey D's ride, but for Chris Waller. So I'll stick with Chris and hopefully he can get us another winner and get me on further up that leaderboard.
Yeah, you're just slaying them at the moment. So race 4, Taeda, it's about $7, taking on the $1.75 favourite. So confidence is high. I like that. Good value.
No worries. Well, you know I don't like back and shorty, so I always pick a roughie.
Good on you, Marty. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Marty Simon joining us there. From Marty, let's have a chat to Mark Hunter, who's had a big morning. He's been in here with the Brekkie boys, and now he's back to find us all the winners at the Valley. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Michael. I'm good, thanks.
Do you like tonight's meeting at the Valley? I know it can be tricky sometimes, Friday nights at the Valley.
I've had a good run here at the Valley on Friday nights, but I thought this was a tough meeting with not a lot of value and tough races, so I wouldn't say I'm going in glowing with confidence.
And just on the track and how it's been playing, remaining in the true tonight, how do you see the pattern unfolding?
I miss what Marty had to say, but I would think, just from how I've witnessed it, I would imagine it's probably firming up for the day and rail true. I always sort of want to be somewhere near the front of the Valley. Last meeting race, pretty true, but I'd always rather be somewhere near the front of the Valley.
Yep. All right. The first race kicks off at 6:10 this evening. It's a 70 for the fillies and mares over 2,040 metres. Takeout number 3, the favourite is Wahani Toa at $3.60. La Spiza, $3.90. Then you're down to Riverina Cyclone, $5.50. Blackcomb at $6. And that's not all, because Delta Tango and Eyes Only on Me are also in the market at $6.50. So quite a few given a chance in the first.
Yeah, I think there are 3 hopes. I'm going with number 7, Wahani Toa. There's not a lot of speed in this race, and I think La Spezia and Wahani Toa can race near the front. Wahani Toa just might have more upside than most of these. It set up on the pace last time on the wet track in a weaker race and bolted away for an easy win. It's always shown staying ability. It's got a claim for cart ride, I think. Get up near the front, control the race, and Wahani Toa might be too good. For number 2, Delta Tango, who from gate 1 won't be too far away in a leisurely run race, will get a great run through and be every chance to be in the finish. 1, La Spezia, getting on to dry ground at 2,000 metres. Craig Williams will know there's no tempo. He'll push it forward. And after that, maybe number 5, Eyes Only on Me, who might be a bit slow at the 2,000 metres, but has got the blinkers on and will be running on. So 3 hopes, leading to 7, 7, 2, 1, then 5.
Right, they are the numbers in the first race at the Valley tonight. Race number 2 is also over the 20.40. It's a 70. And there's been a bit of spruik earlier in the week when we spoke to Ben Hayes about Fire Glow 2, and it's into $2.30 and a clear-cut favourite. Number 1, Never Again, is the scratching. Blushing Tycoon's at $4.20. Akuf's Grange is at $7. Not a Problem, $8.50. And Deal Blaster is at $9. Craig Williams rides the favourite here. What do you make of the favourite, Mark?
I think it should win. It closed off well behind J-Rod 2 and Thought Provoking last time, which is good enough form for a race like this. I think from that gate it rolls across. It's in the first 3 or 4. And it's improving with each run from a spell. It looks the winner here to beat number two, Deal Blaster, who just got too far back last time. It was impossible to make ground. Ran on pretty well for fourth. Hopefully can settle closer from that gate. Three, Blushing Tycoon, is getting fitter. It will push forward out to the 2,000 metres and give you a sight in four, Cuffs Grange. Got a chance, but got that sticky gate to overcome, so we'll need luck early. Five, certainly the one to beat here. Five, two, three and four.
Five, two, three and four. Would you take 2:30?
Not really, Michael. It's not really. These horses don't need much to go wrong and, you know, get in the wrong spot at the valley and they're in a bit of trouble if they're short odds.
Race number three, over 1,200 metres in this race. The scratching's number seven. The favourite here is Private Jumbo, $3.80. Little Wonder, $5. Romanova, interesting debutante from the Moody Yards at $5. Russian Summer, $6.50. Flying on a Limb, also $6.50. And then you're out to Diamo, which is a Japanese bred galloper, at $13 from the Mar Eustace stable. Who are you with in race three?
Flying on a Limb. I thought it should have won on debut. Got strung up behind a slow horse and just had no momentum when it needed it. Got through late on the fence and wasn't beaten far. I think here it comes across with Little Wonder, who's drawn inside it. Probably parks just behind Good Tempo. And I like Flying on a Limb each way here to beat number five, Private Jumbo, who was hunted out on debut, tried to lead all the way, fought really hard, was just no match, got a chance again. Six, Russian Summer, is coming through the same race as Flying on a Limb. Beat at home that day, but I think the position should have been reversed. Russian Summer's got a bad gate, needs luck. And then two, Daimyo, who's going to run on well. It'll be midfield. It'll be suited by the speed. It might need further, but look for it to be closing off hard late. I'll go 10, 5, 6 and 2.
10, 5, 6 and 2, a bit of value there. Flying on a Limb at around about $6.50 in race number three. Race number four is the next event, which is due to start at 20 to 8 this evening. It's over 1,600 metres. And we've got a short price favourite here. Take out number two. Lady Jones is at $1.90. It was $1.75 an hour ago. Now out to $1.90. Crimson Lights at $6. Mexican Fiddler $6.50. Taida is the best from the track from Marty Simon at $6.50. And Bob the Horse $9.50. It's pretty tight, Lady Jones, but just a little easy in the last hour.
It can win, but look, I think Crimson Light should be an each-way special here. All it has to do is train on from that debut run. It trialled well going into that. That was a terrific maiden. It ran well. It's going to be suited by the mile. Gets Craig Williams to ride. It's trialled since. It just has to train on from that first up run, and it won't miss here. To beat number 10, Lady Jones, might win. It's only had a short career, but had a pretty busy one. Chased hard last time. Got a good winning chance. Four, Mexican Fiddler. Didn't have the best of luck last time. Gets gate one, gets a beautiful run for Ethan Brown, and six, Taida. Set up on the speed. I couldn't find any excuses last time, and I think this is a touch harder race. So I like seven each way, 7, 10, 4, and 6.
7, 10, 4, and 6. Crimson Light, $6, $1.75 the place. Race number four. Race five is the first leg of the quaddie, and this is a 64 over 1,600 metres. The scratchings in this race, we can take out 4 and 5. Sorry is at $3.60. Brian Epstein, who led last, starts at $4.40. Jabberwocky is at $5. Ancient Egypt, $5. Pinch of Luck, $7.50. And they are the runners under double figure odds. We've had a couple of scratchings which have realigned things here. Who do you like in race five?
Yeah, I like the Regal Aslan. It's gone. So I don't like the race now. I'll tip number three, Brian Epstein, who probably has got the benefit of leading this race from barrier one. It led last time, was only first up, knocked up. I don't think that was a really strong race, but neither is this. So with a bit of fitness improvement, Brian Epstein can be hard to run down. To beat seven, Saw High, who's had the two runs back, covered ground last time, looks ready to fire. 10, Ancient Egypt. Stable's flying. Ancient Egypt comes through the same race as Brian Epstein, ran okay. And then eight, A Pinch of Luck, who gets a lovely soft run behind them, which it will need. Narrow win last time has got some hope. Don't like the race at all. 3, 7, 10 and 8.
3, 7, 10 and 8 in race number five. Race number six, a 64. I'll just get this app to update. Race number six is a 64 over 9.55. This is part of the Ladbrokes Challenge. We can take out 4 and 5. The favourite here, Aminatu, is a $4.20 chance. Philosopher In the EJ stable now is at 4.40 and it has firmed up in the last hour. In Due Time, $5. Chosen Blonde, $7. And Jezelenko is at $7.50.
Yeah, gee, this is a hard race. I'm going to go with number 3, In Due Time, who I backed last time and I reckon should have won. Back, wide run, all but got there. Draws gate 1. It'll get crossed at least once, so it's going to be midfield, I would think, inside. They'll be really hammering along, and In Due Time just needs a bit of luck from the 400 horses to get out of its way, and it will run very well here to beat number 2, Chosen Blonde, who needs a better getaway. It's been a bit slow away. Better getaway, can go forward, get a nice run. Very hard to beat this class. 10, Jezelenko. Just a dry tracker, Jezelenko. Didn't fire last campaign. Has trialled very well coming into this. A little roughy here, number 9, Southern Front. If they happen to just roar into each other up the front, Southern Front has trialled well. Might be the one closing off late. I'll go 3, 2, 10 and 9.
3, 2, 10 and 9. To Mark Hunter now as we are looking at this meeting at Moonee Valley. Mark, just recap your numbers there in race number 6 for us.
3, 2, 10 and 9.
3, 2, 10 and 9. Race number 7 is over 1,200 metres. In this race, there's a few we can take out. 1, 4, 6, 9 and 11. Chester Warrior now $2.80, the favourite. Devil's Fiddle at $4.20. Immortal Spirit $6.50. Imps $6.50. 12 Bells at $8. This is an interesting runner, Chester Warrior. What do you make of it and how its form will line up tonight?
Well, it's my top pick. I'm left with it as top pick. I like the Israelite Bay and Test the Law. They're both gone. Chester Warrior is my top pick. It won well to the eye at Swan Hill, bolted in there, but didn't run any time and then came out on that heavy track and failed at Moonee Valley. So I'm not sure. It's trial well. I'm not sure where it sits in the pecking order as far as ability goes, but this is not a strong race. So it's top pick to beat number 3, Immortal Spirit, who went forward and sat on the speed at Cranbourne. It was a real leader's night, a leader's race, had every chance, ran second, should be fitter. 8, Devil's Fiddle and 12 Imps through the same race. Devil's Fiddle gets a good run from the draw, will be fitter. And Imps will hammer forward, might even lead the race, get a good run and take running down. So not a race I really want to play. 2, 3, 8 and 12.
2, 3, 8 and 12 in race 7. And the last, we've got a shorty that's been well backed. River Noir from the Moody Stable, drawn gate 1. Absolutely bolted in on debut and is now $1.90. The scratchings here are 7, 12 and 13. Extreme Step, $5.50. Star Leah, $6.50. She's booming, $8. Do we trim up this last leg, Mark?
We do. I think this is the best for the night, River Noir. This a trial well going to that debut run and just bolted in there. It draws 1. It'll go forward. I don't know if it will lead Gillette or whether it will have to sit behind that horse and come to its outside. Either way, I think River Noir wins to beat number 2, Extreme Step, who had a good campaign last time in, has trialled well, will be parked just behind them and running on. But I've got them well clear of the rest. Number 6, She's Booming, goes forward, gives you a sight, might run a place again. And 10, Very Bubbly, who mixes distances. He gets midfield inside, suited by the speed, running on, might get into a place. 9 wins, 9, 2, 6 and 10. 9, 2, 6 and 10.
Best of the night, race number 9. So how do we construct our meeting the plays of the day?
Yeah, pretty tough tonight. I'll go the best, race 8, number 9, River Noir. My value is race 4, number 7, Crimson Light. McQuaddy, first leg 3, 7 and 10. Second leg 3, 2, 10 and 9. Third leg 2 and 3. And last leg 9 and 2. Play of the night, a bit of value here with an each-way all-up. They're both pretty good odds. Race 3, number 10, Flying on a Limb, into race 4, number 7, Crimson Light, will cost you $4 for a $1 outlay.
You've been working very hard. Mark, you're also giving us your best bets at Cranbourne tonight. So I quite like the idea of sitting there and watching the meetings bounce between Cranbourne and Moonee Valley tonight.
Yes, Cranbourne will hold the key to my punning day. Michael, I'll kick off with the first one. Bit of heart in mouth stuff here. Race 4, number 7, Bake Do. I struggled for a second best bet at the program. Bake Do had one go here and ran to the outside fence, so hopefully it doesn't do that again. It resumes. It's trialled well. It's got gate 1. It'll hammer forward, and I think it can lead all the way. But my best anywhere today is race 7, number 9, Social Conscience, who I liked it last time. It jumped. It probably could have led on the Dynamite Leaders track, but handed up and ended up back third and just held its spot behind the two leaders. I think here it jumps. You've got Maddie's horse, Maldestro, who should hammer along. think Social Conscience will park absolute run of the race third, and with Clear Air, I think Social Conscience will win race seven. So it's my best for the day anyway.
Gee, that's a nice little push. Race 7, number 9, Social Conscience, $4.80, $1.85, so you can still have a nice play on that, which is the best, Race 7, number 9. For those who missed your early work, what's your best tomorrow, Mark?
My best tomorrow was not much value there either, Mike. It's a tough day there. Race 5, number 6, Detonated Jack, and Race 7, number 12, The Cunning Fox.
Good on you, Mark. Best of luck over the weekend.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter with all his best bets for Moonee Valley, Cranbourne, and even Sandown tomorrow.